Lord, give us the presence of mind to wake up to what is happening and help us to put aside our personal agendas to carry this cross of intercession. Dear heart dwellers, my heart is heavy. We are in serious trouble. This message is somewhat of a contradiction, but taken with prudence, it makes total sense. So I'm asking all of us to consider both of the Lord's requests and balance them with our actions. Last night, rather than working on my song, I felt the prompting of Holy Spirit to intercede for America. We are in trouble. Very simply, not enough intercession has gone forth to stop the evil ones, and they are gaining on us. We still have a narrow window of grace to storm heaven and change things from all the reports I'm getting back and what the Lord has quickened to me. The beginning of April could be a very serious time for New York City and America. And last night when I sought the Lord on this heaviness in my heart, I opened the scriptures to Ezekiel 24. Woe to the city of bloodshed! I too will pile wood high, so heap on the wood and kindle the fire. Cook the meat well, mixing in spices, and let the bones be charred. Then set the empty pot on the coals till it becomes hot and its copper glows, so that its impurities may be melted and its deposits burned away. It has frustrated all efforts. Its heavy deposit has not been removed, not even by fire. Here he's talking about the rotten influence in the government that is opposing everything Trump tries to do. Now your impurity is lewdness, because I tried to cleanse you, but you would not be cleansed from your impurity. You will not be clean again until my wrath against you has subsided. I, the Lord, have spoken. The time has come for me to act. I will not hold back. I will not have pity, nor will I relent. You will be judged according to your conduct and your actions, declares the Sovereign Lord. I said to them, the word of the Lord came to me. Say to the people of Israel, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am about to desecrate my sanctuary, the stronghold in which you take pride, the delight of your eyes, the object of your affection. The sons and daughters you left behind will fall by the sword. So that's from Ezekiel 24. The Antichrist element is not giving up, guys. They had this country slated for desolation, and they are opposing Trump with all they have. And unless we can move on the heart of God with our outcries, we will forfeit the 2 years of peace left to us since last year. Jesus began, there is hope, but it is dimming. I know you cannot work without hope. Because I was thinking at that time, gee, Lord, how can I even write and record music when things look this bad? Lord, please speak to me. What is happening? I feel this strange unrest. Claire, I told you that unless people are willing to fast and pray, you will not live out the full 3 years of peace and prospering of the kingdom. We are at a crossroads right now. It could go either way. Yes, the enemy has had a victory, but the end is yet to be determined. And here we're talking about the defeat that Trump suffered over Obamacare. I really don't understand how people can possibly support that. Most people can't afford that insurance. It's just unbelievable to me. And that's not even beginning to scratch the surface of what New World Order tyranny laws have been stuck in there. That's not even scratching the surface of what's been hidden in that Obamacare. The Lord continued, I am calling all heart dwellers to pray and fast as you can to turn the tide at this crossroads so we will gain upward momentum and crush the powers of darkness. For all of you who want to know how to fast as the Lord leads you. The first thing you can do is cut out pleasant foods and desserts and go on a very bland, simple diet, a restricted diet, like a vegetable fast or a grain fast. And for others who are led to go on a juice fast or a water fast, that's between you and the Lord. Just seek him on how he wants you to fast. I, for one, because of my fibro and low blood sugar, can't do as much as I used to do when I was younger, but I can certainly cut out treats, which I shouldn't be eating anyway, guys. I should be a continuous self-denial there, and it's not. But I'm definitely going to do that now. So he's calling all heart dwellers to pray and fast as you can to turn the tide at this crossroads so we will gain upward momentum and crush the powers of darkness. It is extreme, extreme rebellion and wickedness that is manifesting in this resistance. I need more prayers from you, my people. This situation is dire, and I need your enhanced intercession. There's no way for me to communicate how bad the situation is. You do not understand what it is like to live in Hitler's Germany or with ISIS in command of a city. Your president robbed the Antichrist of his prey, and there is a life and death struggle to bring him down. If that is not successful, at least to cause so much opposition and turmoil that nothing constructive can get done. So far, the enemy is succeeding on several fronts, but there is still hope. When I told you that much of your president's difficulty in office would be in the first few months, truly I was counting on more prayer and fasting. But as it is with human nature, people forget and life goes on. Yet life is not going on. Death is going on, and the struggle is fierce. I have laid some very heavy crosses on those who were willing. Some I have even taken home to be with me, because their sacrifice was complete. Others are approaching their own personal crucifixion, and I know how each is suffering. It is very difficult to go on with creative plans when you are under such oppression. But really, you must keep going. Don't stop. Don't lay down your cross. Remember, we are ascending the mountain, and you are bound to be out of breath at times. You are bound to need rest at times. But then get back up. There's too much for you to do to take your ease. Build with one hand and fight with the other against the kingdom of darkness. I know, my brides, the anticipation you have suffered through the past months over my coming. I know also that you have offered me your very life and will as a sacrifice to move the mountains of pride in this nation that has led it into the clutches of the one world government. So much has been put in place in key positions that the battle is heavily weighted against good. However, with prayer and fasting, I can do things that no one counted on, no one expected to happen, especially not the evil ones who think the game is over and they've won. The game is not over, and they have not won. It's looking bad, but I am rallying my army of intercessors to pray, as never before, for mercy, and that good will conquer evil, at least for the time being. The Divine Mercy Chaplet is very powerful. Communion is very powerful. Your tears are powerful. Any sacrifice you make has merit that will be applied to this cause. We're not done yet, but we are in straits that require intense application to prayer. My people, there is yet a chance that all I've told you can still occur. Apply yourselves to prayer and offer everything to me as a fast offering, that these next 2 years may be lived in peace. Every day you live is another day closer to the rapture, every day. However, I am not ready to take you. I still have work for you to do, much work. You have all been given missions, and if you have not yet connected with yours, go where your heart leads you, and you will arrive there. You have all been given work to do. I'm counting on you to continue working while you still have the light and the freedom. It grieves me deeply that some have rejected my invitations to go higher with me and use their gifts and springboard from their hearts into the ministries I have for them. It grieves me deeply that some have not taken my invitation to heart, but have insisted on living for themselves. This will have serious consequences in their lives. the lives of their families and those they were meant to minister to. So I adjure you, my brides, work hard. Encourage others in their gifts to work hard. I am the harvest master, and I will see my fields gleaming with golden wheat, ripe for the harvest. And remember, whatever happens, I have told you and promised you that each shall receive a reward according to their faithfulness. Nothing and no one can steal that from you. Do not rivet your attention on the results, but on me and the ways in which I'm leading you. Your reward is guaranteed and safe with me. Behold, I come quickly. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare my way. This is your commission. How I dearly love you. How wonderful what I have planned for you. How wonderful is your faithfulness against all odds and opposition. You are gleaming with new life and new light, and the enemy is beyond intimidated by you. He's counting on your failures, and I'm counting on your faithfulness. And I will have a victorious bride. She will not return to me without bringing forth that for which I sent her, the way of the Lord prepared. Even as the first apostles ran the race, so shall she also run her race to the finish line. I am empowering you now, dear ones, to follow these instructions and apply yourselves to prayer and your work. And I just want to exhort you who live in New York City and the surrounding areas, if you have not fasted and prayed, understand your whole life is at risk here. All you own, your family, your pets, and friends are all in danger of being struck with calamity. While the Lord did not pinpoint New York City, I have it from several reliable sources that that will be the first violent strike taken to throw the country into lawlessness and chaos for those who survive. So please warn everyone you know who lives in New York City to begin a fast and prayers if their life depended on it, because it does. Pray for the safety of President Trump and his family members, many who live in New York City. And remember, Jesus said, there is hope, but it is dimming. Let's pray with all our hearts for a turnaround of this nation. Especially, pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet and offer your communions for a turnaround in this nation. And for those of you who are new on the channel, the Divine Mercy Chaplet is, I recorded it, and other people have recorded it. My version is a long contemplative version. The other versions are very nice too. Just find something that really works for you and pray it with all your heart. The Lord does respond to our cries for mercy. Let's show him that we really mean business with these prayers and fast offerings. For those of you who are sick, please offer your pain and suffering, the inconvenience, the frustration, the humiliation, everything. Offer that to the Lord for a turnaround in this nation while there's still time. God bless you, heart dwellers. And thank you, dear ones, who have been helping and supporting our mission. We so appreciate it. We have 3 salaried employees now, and everything you donate is either used for that or for the families around here who are in danger of having their electricity cut off or they don't have food. So we really appreciate your donations. The Lord bless you for that and enrich your spiritual life. We carry every one of you in our hearts, and we live our lives to serve the Lord and to serve you through the graces he imparts to us. Pray for us. God bless you.